fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's Thursday night. It's 8 p.m. and you're right where you should be in front of your radio to find out what's going on in the world. Get past all the fake news and find out what's the real story, the side story, the back story. It's all right here on Common Sense Radio. And the way that we come to you every week with incredible regularity, when panic ensues around the country, when mass hysteria grips the entire nation, when everybody has completely lost its mind, who has a cool head? Our engineer. He is cool under fire. The rest of you have lost your minds, and you're in mass hysteria, but our engineer remains cool and pushes those electrons to you. He's our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. So very kind words.
Well,
keeping things regular, huh?
Regular, that's right. Well, there's mass hysteria out there.
Just call me Mr. Prune, huh?
Mr. Prune,
keeping it regular.
Keeping it regular while the rest of you are running around.
Oh, man.
Out there. And we have also in the studio to bring decorum and dignity to this otherwise floundering show is our director of quality assurance, executive producer, co-host, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It's so good to be with you.
So glad to have
you.
It's been kind of rough. It's been kind of rough because Teresa went to Seattle last week, and it was just going to be the boys,
right?
You know, and you know when we're unsupervised, that's really bad.
It gets a little tough. Yeah.
Yeah. So we spared the audience to the boys unsupervised last week, and we had to repeat. But that really wasn't planned. And for those of you who follow us on Facebook, I broke my foot.
Yeah, you did.
And so I had to have surgery literally last Thursday. They had to put a plate and a couple of pins in.
I can't believe you even had a conversation with me and a thought that, well, maybe I can get there. Maybe I can get there.
I said, it's outpatient. It's at 9:30 in the morning. It's outpatient. Uh-huh.
That's so typical.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we had scheduled to do it because there was no way.
You were so glad that you didn't have to get here, right?
I was drugged out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then my foot doesn't hurt now, but it hurt then. And I was like, oh, no, I don't want. So, and then for those of you going, oh, what did you do? I'd like to tell you that I was bitten by a shark. I was in a struggle with leftists. They tried to tackle me downtown. Oh, I'd like to tell you that. And, actually, I was playing hide and seek with a 4-year-old.
And he won, apparently.
Well, yeah, I was running through the house barefoot, which was a mistake. And I tried to make a quick turn to hide behind the fireplace.
Ugh.
And something kind of snapped in my foot.
Mm-hmm.
And Trent found me very quickly.
Yeah.
Because I was on the floor going, what did I just do?
You found stars and other things.
Yeah, I kind of smart. But I wasn't that smart, so I thought, well, it hurts, but it's not that bad.
Tough sprain.
That's what I thought.
A tough sprain.
And it didn't swell that much, just a little bit. And I Googled it somewhere, and it said, if it swells up a lot, you broke a bone. If it swells a little, you just sprained something. And it swelled a little. So I thought, it'll be all right. So 9 days later, my wife is like,
it ain't getting better.
Well, I said, it's not getting any worse. And she said, it ain't getting any better.
I finally
went, and they were like, oh, no, dude, you got a compound fracture. We got to, oh, so anyway. So that's why you had to repeat. I apologize. My own negligence. But, hey, we're back. We're back.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely a lot to go through. I mean, we are loaded for bear tonight, and I'm sure the listeners are probably all hyped. Everybody is. The entire country is on edge right now, and part of it's for good reason, and part of it's not really for good reason, because some of the insanity we are being stoked, fomented upon us. So let's go. We had three mass shootings. I mean, 2 weeks ago in California,
right,
at the Garlic Festival,
right,
and then the following weekend, one right after the other, you have El Paso and Dayton.
Yep.
Horrific mass shootings. Incredible loss. I think the death toll in El Paso is 22. Death toll in Dayton is 9. It's horrific.
Yeah.
And it's senseless. There's really not much more that you can say. When people do stuff like that, you know they're insane and or evil. Period. You really can't go.
And probably both.
Probably both.
I mean, yeah.
No, really,
let's be
both.
Honest,
that insanity, evil
factors.
is in there. Evil and insanity kind of can go hand in hand as far as that goes. But we didn't let that categorize it, or so to speak. In other words, to say, look, this is horrific, and we need to, you know, grieve, and we need to extend our hearts and hands to the victims and their families and all those affected by. No. Immediately, raw politics took over. There was no grieving. There was no healing. No, we're going to go right into ridiculous raw politics. And I think this is where the people are getting upset. And it's about the double standard. And we always talk about the double standard. But the thing they went and they said, that the El Paso shooter, he was a Trump supporter. Mm. And he Trump incited this with his anti-immigration and his racist remarks about immigrants, illegal immigrants and all. He incited this and blah, 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 because he's a Trump supporter, blah. And they went on and on trying to connect it that Trump incited this and motivated this guy. I mean, basically, if you listened to any Democrat presidential candidate, you got the impression that Trump literally called the guy and said, go to El Paso.
Right.
Execute plan X59.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really? I mean,
right.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
It was that brazen. And
however.
It's stupid to make that connection, right? And we're going through it, and we're going, here we go again, all that. Now, this is where the double standard kind of gets you. So did you hear that about the Dayton shooter?
No.
No. They didn't blame the Dayton shooter on Trump.
No.
Well,
I mean, the Dayton shooter happened to be a Satanist. The Dayton shooter happened to be a Democrat. The Dayton shooter happened to be
Antifa
guy.
Poster child, really. I mean,
what?
That's kind of like the Antifa poster child.
Yeah, he
was. He really was.
So, no, some of the people are saying this might be the first mass murder ascribed to Antifa. They haven't come out with that, but they're talking about it because he has links to Antifa. And, oh, by the way, guess who he supports for president?
I don't know which one of the idiots does
Bernie.
He support.
No, it was Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, okay.
So
one of them like Bernie there, too.
We're going to get back to that. But did you hear Where people call Elizabeth Warren, Elizabeth Warren, your fake Indian socialism made the guy in Dayton slaughter people.
Right, yeah.
Elizabeth, if you weren't trying to pretend to be an Indian, that guy wouldn't have done that. Did you hear any of that?
Yeah, no.
Never.
I think it's pretty transparent and trying to make it the left. You know, we want to ascribe all this to the right winger, but we're totally silent on the leftist side. Don't get me wrong. I don't ascribe to doing that, period,
either. It's the same situation with the Bernie Sanders supporter shooting up the Republican
almost killed Steve Scalise.
Baseball. Exactly.
Congressman.
Yes, that never, ever gets brought back up.
Nobody on the conservative camp came out and said, it's all Bernie Sanders' fault. If
right.
he hadn't been so adamant about
socialism,
his socialist policies, and hadn't been adamant about his hatred for conservatism, this guy wouldn't. No, nobody ever said that because that has nothing to do with the fact that particular person was reacting to the evil in his heart.
Right.
Just like these two were reacting to the evil in their heart.
Right.
Yes.
Now, they may, you know, I mean, there's all sorts
there's
of bad,
of
evil
things.
People who, you know, I mean, I'm sure one of them, you know, the guy in Cincinnati was, he might have been a Bengals fan. So, oh, my gosh, we're going to round up all the Bengals fan. You know what? The Bengals football team should be quarantined till we figure out what they did to make. I mean,
there's so many things, too, like commonalities.
Yeah.
again, I do think this is a multifactorial issue.
Yeah.
And you could have a broad look at it or a narrow. But one you cannot ignore is all of the mass shootings that have happened, almost all, and I think I could all, you can say all, have links to psychotropic drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never even, can we not even talk about that? Why do we go straight to gun bans?
Right, you see that statistic to say, oh, by the way, we figured out. You can't find
all of these young males, generally,
psychotropic
are
drugs.
On some kind of, and that's the common thread through all of them.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
that's not even been part of the discussion.
No, and oh, by the way, they've tried to say that they're all white.
No.
Well, if you look at all the mass shooters just in 2019, they're not all white. I can't remember, but at least 40%
and
are not white.
We need to talk about machetes.
And
when
machetes,
we come back.
All
when
of that
we come back.
When we come back. But there's more about the El Paso shooter that we got to go back and revisit. Look, we've got lines open. We'll take your calls, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, if you have automotive needs, folks, there is a place in Tillman's Corner where there is a honest, reliable, trustworthy mechanic. They run a great shop at King's Automotive. You need to go to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road. That's right down there in downtown Tillman's Corner, right at the intersection of I-10 and Highway 90. Heading south on 90, go under the underpass, look to your right with the big checkerboard signs of the checkerboard building. That is the place to be. They can take care of all your automotive needs. They can take care of your maintenance. They can do your service. They can take care of repairs. They'll give you an honest estimate. They'll work to get you the best prices on getting it fixed. You can trust what they tell you, and they do a great job. And when it's time to get another car, because that one is just sort of seen in better days, they have budget-friendly
cars.
Cash cars. I mean, from $2,000 to $20,000, you pick. They got a great selection. They check them out. They make sure they all run good, and you can make
it's
a great
deal.
Yeah. I mean, you need to go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner at 5450 Willis Road for the royal treatment. They'll take care of all your maintenance, repairs, and service, and budget-friendly cars when you need them. All right, we got to go back back to the El Paso shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about all this stuff about that he's a right winger. And he was a Trump supporter. He's certainly – now, and wait, before I get into this, his profile, and I've seen it all over, said that he was a Democrat. His profile.
Oh, yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
his profile was changed that day to Republican.
Hmm.
And actually, Pete, did you get to read
letter? Yes, I read the manifesto. Because I heard so much about it. So I actually and you know what? It was hard to find the manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you all a hint. On Google, if you Google for the El Paso manifesto text, it's almost impossible to find because all you get is all the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to DuckDuckGo, you can find it.
DuckDuckGo.
Go to DuckDuckGo for your search engine, folks.
Okay.
You can escape Google and you can find conservative forces.
I use them. Bing is a little better than
Bing
Google,
is a little
but
better.
DuckDuckGo
is proven to be really good.
You have to flip back and forth. They're not great about everything, but some of that stuff, when you're looking for your news stories,
it
is the best.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. So okay. I
so
read
true.
This thing. Now, I'm going to tell you, I think there's something strange about it. Obviously, the guy is nuts, and he's racist.
But he's a daggum good writer.
Did you notice that? I'm reading it, and
it doesn't match.
He weaves in and out of some kind of cogency into insanity.
Mm-hmm.
But his insanity actually seems measured, right? Now, his racism is clearly there. But he's not really anything about really. He doesn't talk about anything that conservatives or Trump supporters would like. Really, he really is an environmental wacko. I mean, okay. He really explains how but a lot of this is us destroying the planet, mm-hmm. and we won't change our lifestyles, and the only way that we'll survive is if we reduce the numbers. And then he gets into the cultural stuff about, you know, how the legal immigrants are not doing our American lifestyle and blah, blah. But it's really written really, really odd. And then there's a couple of just so cute, neatly packaged phrase. Some people will blame this on Trump. And I don't care. It's not. All of my ideas predate Trump, blah, blah, blah. The way it was written,
but the
it just
writing
seemed too cute.
Seems a little too sophisticated, in my opinion, and eloquent in a sense. I'm not saying what it was good in the content, but the writing itself was really advanced and quite good.
And they said it was posted an hour and a half before the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, think about this. The guy drove 6 hours from Dallas, gets there to do the shooting. And supposedly the people on this underworld, dark web, whatever, 8chan or wherever it was supposed to be posted,
right.
They're saying he didn't they don't know who posted it, but it wasn't him.
Well, and see, I backed it up. You know, Sunday morning when all of this was really breaking and just the stories were coming out, I said that out loud. I said, you know what? There's a little something about this that seems too off with the timing. Because back up the week prior, you know, we were out. But remember, it was the Mueller stuff got shot down again.
Yeah.
And it just kind of was another good week for Trump.
No, I mean,
think about it. I mean, the timing and all
the,
of
the impression
I don't
got,
know. I don't know.
Honestly, and I know this gets into conspiracy
it
theory,
does,
but the impression I got,
it
someone else wrote that.
It struck me
and
like
they
that from the beginning.
Him. This is
yes.
one of those, and I actually heard a radio program the other night talking about it, and they were a little bit kooky, but they had the idea. And what they were comparing it to is the way the FBI finds people who are getting radicalized. And what they do is they start covertly talking to them, say, don't you want to get back at those people? Don't you want to make them pay? We can give – and they start sending them, you know, plans how to make a bomb. And they say, we're going to put you in contact with people to do that. And when they show up, they arrest them.
Right.
I have
almost
to wonder,
an entrapment situation.
An almost entrapment, uh-huh. right? But I have to wonder if somebody wasn't manipulating this guy to get him to do this.
And see, it's not unreasonable and completely outlandish to at least consider the idea. Now, not to jump all the way to it, but again, it's not the first time it's ever been done in history.
Right.
That's
no.
how the Nazis, remember, they set fire to all these little villages and stuff, and they would say, oh, look what the Jews did. And it was them.
Yeah,
all
they
along.
Did. Yeah.
I mean, it's not the first time it's ever happened.
Disinformation.
And so just to say you're, you know, conspiracy theorist is not always true.
Somebody who had the racist and evil
right.
design, maybe they didn't have the guts to do it, but they manipulated this. I don't know.
It felt a little weird.
There was just something weird about that.
It did.
I wonder if we'll ever get the truth. It just doesn't seem right. But look, we got people holding. Let's get to John and Robertsdale holding on line one.
Hey, y'all. Thank you for taking my call. Great topic. Great, great topic. Take a look at the if you can get the images of it. It's a desert tan 30-round clip. He's wearing a black shirt that I can't find any other clips that go on the El Paso shooter. There's no other clips that he's carrying. So there's no way 50 people are killed and wounded on one 30-round clip. Otherwise, this kid is not only can he write a manifesto in an hour and a half, post it, drive 6 hours, but he's a damn good shot.
Yeah, there's some things, and then the couple pictures he really looked odd, and the thing you haven't heard a lot about, and I actually heard some law enforcement people this morning. I was at a breakfast where they were talking that a lot of these mass shooters are gamers, and that struck me because when you looked at those pictures of him coming in, that's what he looked like to me,
yeah.
a gamer. He looked very calm on his face, and he's looking around like, okay, the game has started. What do I, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's really bizarre. There's something.
Yes.
There's something really.
All of these shootings have one thing in common. And mind you, this weekend in Chicago, there were 17 dead and I think 60 wounded.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In shootings.
And that's a normal weekend.
Yeah.
That's a normal weekend.
No, that was.
And today also, you got to look at how the liberals are going to think. Today also. In Southern California, there was a mass stabbing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, but they're not going to look at who got shot and who got killed. They're going to call it mass killings.
Right.
And they're going to blame the NRA. But that.
Yeah, but that, but see, they're not talking about the mass stabbings with the guy in California with the machete because it doesn't fit the narrative. Just like they're not talking about Dayton because it doesn't fit the narrative. And I have to laugh at you reading my notes because my next point was Baltimore, Detroit, and Chicago are still more dangerous than a mass shooting on
There's
any given
There's more
weekend.
Body bags in those cities
I'm
every
beginning
month
to think,
than any
all
other.
All of these have one thing in common. The witnesses, when they leave these incidents, the witnesses, when they leave, all claim multiple shooters, gunfire everywhere. And in El Paso, there were three different Latinas that claimed multiple shootings everywhere. Did you see the clip of the guy hiding underneath the table?
Yeah, yeah.
There's 10 rounds that go off. There's nobody screaming. Supposedly, he's in a Walmart hiding. In El Paso, Texas, 95 degrees, wearing a parka and a knit hat.
That's a little unusual.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean,
but
if he was
but
the 10 worker
rounds
there.
Go off, no one's running, no one's trampling. This is Walmart, man.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. You remind me of another question. My first question, this is Texas. You're telling me in a Walmart in Texas there
nobody
was no
people
with concealed carry?
That's Beto's area. When you look at who voted for Beto, when he ran for Senate, that is very, very blue.
Well, true.
Well, but I know,
still,
I actually know
Texas.
Democrats who still want to keep their guns.
Yeah, I do too.
So, I mean, I still can't believe that there was no concealed carry in a super Walmart in Texas.
Oh, I heard a number of like 3,000 people were supposedly in that. That's a lot of people, 3,000.
Yeah. You know, again, the witnesses on the ground at every one of these shootings all disagree, always disagree, with the number of people that are caught doing the shooting.
Yeah.
That, I mean,
and what was the guy's name in Dayton?
I don't know.
We don't do names.
Yeah, we don't leave, leave the names out. We don't need it.
Satanist and Antifa. And,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
he killed
his
sister.
We're not going to name him. But the guy who's not named is also named in a Connecticut obituary. And he died in 2014. Now, that may be weird, sure. But they both have sisters named Megan, spelled the same way.
Where are you getting all this stuff? Because some of this stuff.
Are you using DuckDuckGo?
It's called Google.
Google, I don't have luck with Google. I have to go to DuckDuckGo.
Well, we're giving them hints, Pete. We shouldn't do it.
Yeah, because they'll ban DuckDuckGo.
And then my cousin called me. My cousin's in Chicago. She called me and said the next day, she goes, "Oh, that article you forwarded has been taken down."
Mm-hmm. Of course it
I said,
is.
No way. Say it ain't so.
That's right.
You know, but they can't. Where we as commentators or news devourers make a mistake is we say, well, just because the guy in El Paso was a racist, you know, you've got Antifa in Dayton, Ohio. That is a huge mistake, because if he was an environmentalist whack job, and if he is pro-Nazi, he is a socialist.
Yeah. No, he is a socialist, and that's exactly right. And they want to skip over all that. We're up against a hard break. John, thanks for calling in.
Have a great evening. Get some more great callers on. You guys are the
Thank
best.
You.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be right back. Lines are open, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. We bring aboard a special sponsor at the bottom of the hour, ABC Signs and Shirts. That's your headquarters for custom-made dry-fit shirts or custom-made signs, banners, promotional materials, whatever you need. You can go to abcshirts.biz, or abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z. They can do it all. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan. These are his remarks to the annual banquet of the NRA in Phoenix, Arizona on the 6th of May, 1983. That's why. And there it is.
Oh, we found it.
You pointed out that police would be so busy arresting handgun owners that they would be unable to protect the people against criminals. It's a nasty truth, but those who seek to inflict harm are not fazed by gun control laws. I happen to know this from personal experience. I've always felt a special bond with the members of your group. You live by Lincoln's words. Important principles may and must be inflexible. Your philosophy put its trust in people, so you insist on individuals be held responsible for their actions. The NRA believes that America's laws were made to be obeyed and that our constitutional liberties are just as important today as 200 years ago. And by the way, the Constitution does not say that government shall decree the right to keep and bear arms. The Constitution says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Boom! All right, I picked that one because, and we're not at that point yet, if we have time, the red flag laws and the gun control stuff is going out of control already, but that's why we picked this one, is because certain principles are inflexible. The Second Amendment and our right to bear arms is inflexible. You don't punish the law-abiding citizens. We figure out how to get the bad guys.
Every one of the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, every one of them is a limit upon the federal government, not a privilege to the American citizens. In fact, the entire Constitution is a limit of what the government
can
do.
It's limited powers. It's
limited.
What they can't do. It doesn't
The people hold the power, not the government, and we really need to focus on that.
On holding that power.
On holding that power.
And not ceding
it.
And trying to take.
Which brings me around to a topic we brought up a few breaks ago. One of my favorite founders, John Adams, is known for saying, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So again,
absolutely,
you can talk about laws all day, but our government wasn't meant for people to act insane.
No, it was. And look, the point of that is that if you are an immoral, insane people, right? If you're an immoral, insane people, then you need gun control.
Yeah.
You need masters.
Correct.
You need people to ride herd on you morons while you're running around shooting each other and gambling and whatever else, drugs and whatever else you're doing, because you have no morality. You have no virtue. So really, and she really got to the heart. She got to the end of my damn thing before I got to it. But that is the whole crux of it,
right,
folk. Americans,
right.
It's up to us whether we are going to be the moral and virtuous people that can handle freedom, or do we need the morons in Washington to ride herd on us? It's up to us. Anyway, okay. You got me to the punchline. But look, we got a full.
Sorry.
Let's try to get all our callers in. Let's go to line two, LD the Mad Trucker.
Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Look, two things. You are exactly right. You don't even hear about Ohio. It's like it never even happened.
Yeah.
But we should be beating Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders over the head with it at every talking point, just like they do us. Beat them over the head with it. And the other thing, I'm not crying. I don't know if you might watch the news tonight. I just couldn't seem to bring a tear for that little Mexican girl who cried and said her daddy did not commit a crime. No, for the chicken people.
Oh,
in Mississippi.
They arrested 680 illegal immigrants in Mississippi, I think, yesterday in ICE raids.
I would say to her, young lady, yes, he did commit a crime the minute he crossed our borders without permission, and now he's going back to Mexico, and guess what? You're going with him. But we'll never do that.
Look, the family tragedies are tragic, and I especially the children suffer and stuff. But the problem of it all too is it's not just that illegal immigrant. Yes, he broke the law, but we won't reform our laws so that there are viable ways for people to come here legally, and we let them come illegally. We encourage them to come illegally.
Right.
I mean, we're as much part of the problem. So thanks for the call, LD the Mad Trucker. Let's go to line three. Dave is holding. And what do you got for us, Dave?
I just had a quick comment, and then I'll let you go on about your show. But what some of the people on Capitol Hill said with video games don't warp the mind and mess with you, to commit violence and, without remorse.
Right.
but the quietest people right now are the people that make movies in Hollywood. Look how violent they are, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, and actually you bring up a couple of good points. One of them is about the gamers. It's not just that they become numb to the violence and stuff, but you're constantly reading about people having these teenagers or 20-somethings that withdraw from society. They stay in their rooms or the basement or the attic. They don't interact with anybody. They just play the games, and they won't go get jobs. They literally become developmental illnesses on this. And then the other thing is, you talk about the movies. Have you heard about the Universal Pictures, The Hunt?
I have heard that, yes.
But I'm sure I will.
No, well, get this. While they're screaming about how conservatives and Trump supporters are racist and violent, and that we promote violence, and the president promotes violence, and he's trying to incite violence, encourage the racists, and said, Universal Pictures is releasing in September The Hunt. And you know what The Hunt is? It is a movie about how the East Coast liberals are fed up with their populist president. But you know what? They get release every fall in The Hunt.
Kind of like a Hunger Games, where they go out and get conservatives.
They get Trump supporters. Yeah. They're hunting
like the purge.
They get to hunt and kill Trump supporters.
But I've got something that a professor told me back when I was in college 100 years ago, and he said this. He said, if a 30-second or a one-minute commercial can sell you a product, don't you think a two-hour movie or a one-hour TV show can sell you a lifestyle?
That's a great comparison.
That's a great one.
About how many hours kids actually spend on these games.
You know?
Way more than two.
Yeah. No, I think point. All of these That's things, great. They numb us to it. And it's not just that. It's the fact that we're letting them play video games and we're letting them watch violent movies, but we don't take them to church. We don't teach them the Bible. We don't read the Bible. We don't do Bible study. We don't teach them about God, but we let Hollywood and video games fill their heads with all sorts of nonsense. And then we go, wow, they're really ruthless and merciless.
What's happening?
How did they become so evil? Mm. Are you people stupid out there?
Exactly.
Well, I'm talking to the Democrats. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah.
All right, Dave, thanks for calling. Let's go to line five. We got Tanya holding. Tanya, what do you got? You got a question for us?
I do. You guys were talking about his manifesto, and I read it too, and I was just kind of curious. What did you think about him saying that he feared that the Hispanic population of Texas grows, that the Democratic Party will become increasingly powerful both statewide and nationally, resulting in what he can only understand as a coup?
You know, and obviously that's very racist. What he's trying to say is the Hispanics are all going to become the Democrats.
But
here's what this is why that doesn't make sense to me. Because in there, he also says a couple of times that he hates Democrats and Republicans. Right?
He does, yeah.
He talks that he hates both parties. So why is he really concerned whether the Hispanics give it to the Democrats? Now, I do understand the racist part that, he doesn't want their culture to subvert the Anglo culture or whatever. I mean, it's all racist, but you're hitting on one of the things that it just seemed a little bit too cute the way it was written, so that we would sit there and think, see, he went to shoot those people so Texas wouldn't turn blue.
I think it makes it feel a little hokey.
How is he Democrat if he doesn't want Texas to turn blue? I was
correct.
Kind of
it does.
Well, and that's the thing is he was Democrat registered on his Facebook page until somebody somehow. I mean, it changed at some point, like right around the shooting. The day if it was the day of, the day after, whatever, it changed. And I don't know if he was really a Democrat or Republican. He was a nut. See, that's where we can't fall in with the liberals. He was a nut.
Yeah.
But you're hitting on that manifesto. Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't in a lot of ways. I'm a nurse, by the way, and I have a lot of experience with people who are actually nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy doesn't seem actually nuts to me. He seems like he's just straight up evil.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yes.
Nuts, people who are truly insane cannot make a plan, follow through, and be worried about the consequences. And he touched on all of those things in the manifesto,
you're right,
which I thought was strange.
Yeah, no, no, no.
What a great
no, I agree. I found the manifesto to be really bizarre because at some points it was cogent. And like you said, it was even eloquent to a certain degree, the way he wrote it.
It was sophisticated.
But there was but there was certain evil. But then it just seemed too cute so that we could go pick out, so immediately pick out, oh, he didn't want Texas turned blue. Oh, he didn't, don't blame Trump. What?
Yeah.
That just seemed too cute for a guy who was going to go kill 20-something people, do mass murder. I don't know. I think there's a lot more to that manifesto, and I really wonder if he was the only one involved.
Thank you so much for calling.
And thank you for listening. We hope you continue listening and call us back. We're going to try to get to all your calls. A lot of people, I knew this was going to be a hot night, but we'll be right back with your calls at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Okay, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And folks, if you need a church home, you need to go to Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 605830 Theodore Dawes Road down in Tillman's Corner. It is a wonderful Bible-loving church. They true to the Bible, great people there, wonderful fellowship. Just a warm congregation, and you'll have a very conservative preacher who teaches the Word of God as God intended. It's a wonderful little church at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church, 6058 Theodore Dawes Road, just south of 10 and north of Highway 90. Go check them out this Sunday. And oh, by the way, check them out, their school year registration and stuff. You can still get kids into their school. Go check it out. Yep. Go to their website or give them a call.
We've had a lot of people text in on this particular subject. I just want to address Bob who wrote in. I had corrected at one point. It's not a clip. It's a magazine. There's no such thing as a clip. We understand that. Yes. It was a magazine.
It's a magazine.
Still, I had heard it one time that it was a 100-round magazine, but John said it looked like a 30-round magazine to him. So I don't know. But magazine is the proper term.
Right. Yeah.
Not clip.
So
thank you, Bob.
We have got so many more things to get to. We're going to try to get to all the callers. And we don't have time to get into it, but I want to mention it. Mitch McConnell hurt his shoulder, broke his shoulder, something. He's infirmed at home, and all the protesters have gone to his his house, and they're shouting, "Kill him! Kill the whatchamacallit? Massacre Mitch! Stab him! Blah blah blah!" Right? They keep talking all that, but and then they posted the videos, and Twitter blocked them. That censorship. We don't have time to get into all that because we got to go. Let's go to line two. Kevin is holding. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Always enjoying the show. Listen, if everybody wants to look at this gun grab, they need to go back in history and see what happened to the American Indian. The federal government comes in and says, look, here's what we need to do. Give us all your guns. And the biggest mass murder atrocity that ever happened was the federal government versus the American Indian. Look at them now 100-plus years later.
Yep.
That's what happens when you get a gun grab. Guns do not kill people. People kill people. So
right.
You can take every gun off the shelf, every bit of ammunition, and guess what? Cain killed Abel, and he didn't kill him with a gun. First murder on record. We've gotten away from this. We've gotten away from discipline in the school, discipline in the house. We've gotten away from the Word of God. We've gotten away from all of that now. Now it's an everything okay society. Well, it's not. Well, if it's so good for the goose and gander, then I want every Congress and Senator right there to say, listen, tell my Secret Service guy to stay at home today. If it's so safe out there, then go ahead and unload their gun, go out there in these mass protests right there. And these people like that are doing against Mitch McConnell right now, they don't have the right to do that to that man or any other body. If somebody gets out in front of my house and they're protesting and saying they're going to kill me and stuff like that, there's going to be a problem.
No, you're right. Kevin, and that's there. They want the gun control as an excuse, and we don't have time to get in all of it tonight because we're running out of time. But they are – here's what I want to say. They're coming up with the red flag laws, which is a slippery slope because that means some people get to decide whether you want you can have a gun or not. Do you think
absolutely
that the liberal bureaucrats in the federal government are going to let Trump supporters have a gun?
Never. And let's look at it realistically.
Who's to say they get there and they say, oh, okay, oh, I saw something you put on Twitter or Instagram right there. Yep, you're a bad person. You're out there. And then we're going to be stuck like what happened in World War II. Only the bad guys have them right there. So people need to get together, really, and support the NRA, the Second Amendment, and you stay on
it's
your
side. It's a slippery slope.
Say, look, and look, you can find any of this kind of asinine stuff they're proposing as legislation to thwart this. You can look and find a case where it didn't work, like raising the age from 18 to 21. Well, you can find a bunch of these shooters. They were 21, 24. That doesn't work. You can find many cases where it doesn't matter what topic you pull out to try to thwart the Second Amendment. There's a way to get around it.
Yeah.
There's nothing that appeases these people other than total. So when you arrest a second grader for pointing a piece of shape like a gun, you know, these people have lost their...
Or they chew their peanut butter sandwich into the shape of a gun.
And
or the Pop-Tart.
So when you deal with absurdity, then you make it all absurd. It's totally unreasonable. There's a big slippery slope here, but let me...
your show, because you bring these things to light. More people need to understand and listen to your show. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. We're all Americans right there. If they start eroding our freedoms one at a time and people say it's okay... This generation right now needs to really wake up, because 20 or 30 years from now, they're going to be in a sticky wicket for sure.
Kevin, you are absolutely right. We all need to wake up. And the point you said, we're all still Americans. And absolutely, those that are reasonable, we still need to have discussions and debates about that, even if we disagree. Kevin,
God bless you guys. And like I say, I enjoy talking to liberals, because hopefully you can lay hands on them and it'll heal them. Okay?
If only that
heal them, brother. Thank Kevin. Great call. We got to keep moving on. The only cautionary tale, we got to get back. We got to redress this next week. But the Republicans are afraid that they will lose votes if they don't do something about the violence. But I'll put that warning out there. We got to get back to that. But look, we got to go to line four. Dr. Lou has been holding for 3.5 hours.
Oh, listen, but it's been such a good hold. Y'all are doing such a great job going over an extremely important issue. But I have to say, look, next week you can talk about that. But this week I need to just announce this, that next week at Thursday on the 15th of August from 6 to 8 p.m., we are going to have a public hearing about the whole question of this I-10 Bay Bridge project.
Okay, where?
The public to come to provide, not, moaning and groaning. We want concrete, ways to solve this problem, and it's really going to be a good opportunity. It's going to be at the Five Rivers Auditorium on the Causeway, and we'll get more information out through Jim Ziegler's Facebook page, Common Sense, and all the rest of it.
Yeah, share it to us, and we'll put it on our page. So it's next Thursday,
we'll
the 15th.
Pete, this is one of the key things here, that we finally getting some traction on getting some attention to the major problems associated with the whole toll thing. So we think that this is a step in the right direction, along with Governor Ivey being willing to at least let the toll authority hear different plans. And that's basically what we think is going to happen. We'll see.
No, that's really good. So, folks, next Thursday, August 15th, 6 to 8 p.m.
You can come if you come early.
I can come if you come early, but really the point I want to make, it's about the I-10 bridge toll. It's at Five Rivers out there on Highway 90 between in Spanish Fort, the Five Rivers Center, next Thursday, 6 to 8. So everybody leaving can tune into this show as you leave.
Right.
All right, Dr.
All right.
Lou.
Thanks
for calling
y'all
in.
Y'all take care. Mark, I love how you make our audio, ads. They're great.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, guys. See you later.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Look, man, we're going to make it. All right. We got Chuck Bailey with Fair Tax calling in with a teaser. We were supposed to do his interview tonight, but we kind of realized we would be overwhelmed by gun control and mass shootings and stuff. So Chuck, you're going to give us a teaser, because you're going to call back next week?
Yes, sir. I'm going to call back, and we'll be talking about the new bill we've got pre-filed in the House, and it's been assigned to the Financial Accountability Committee. So things are getting set up to start vetting this bill to get it into the House next year for for approval. So everybody should tune in and find out what it's all about
tune
and learn the real
story
rather than what somebody else thinks that it might be.
Do you have a link or a Facebook page I could point our listeners to in the meantime?
ALFairTax.org.
Okay, great. I'll post it.
ALFairTax.org.
Okay.
All right,
great.
We
Thank
will
you.
Post that ALFairTax.org, and you're calling from Huntsville, right?
Yeah, that area, yes. Thanks.
Yep. All right, Chuck, we're going to look forward to talking to you next week, folks. So make sure you tune in to hear about the Fair Tax update in the state of Alabama from Chuck Bailey with the Fair Tax folks. And look, we have run the gamut tonight.
Yeah.
We're just out
it's
of time. And I still had, I have 2 hours worth of stuff still down here.
We can another hour.
We can go for another hour. But hey, we're out of time. Have a great weekend. Honey, it is time to come home.